is a Monday afternoon. Don't forget to visit with Dave Dickey and Company tonight at the Champaign County Farm Bureau for one of our Will Ag panels. On the phone line with us now to take a look at the weather forecast is Josh Starr. He's at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Josh.
Hey, Todd. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I am really hot, but looking forward to the cool weather that's coming up in the near term. What can you tell me about it?
Yeah, today and tomorrow we got to beat the heat again here, and just looking across the Midwest on the hour, hottest reading here is in Illinois is 99 in Sterling, 100 again in Des Moines, 102 on the Nebraska-Iowa border. These are readings that are setting monthly records here for the month of September. Just another phenomenally impressive heat surge that's come out of the Rockies and has enveloped the Midwest with the dryness in place across the areas, as we know, with the crops going backwards and across a good section of Iowa and Illinois. So two more days of the heat. Wednesday you start to break it, and then Thursday through Sunday, Monday will feel like autumn, and actually temperatures in the northern and eastern belt go to below normal levels. We're talking highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. In the western belt, you'll take highs down into the 70s. And that's about a 3 or 4 day cool break before heat returns again next week. Luckily for us, this time of year, the normal temperatures are dropping off at such a rapid rate that, you know, 100 here on the 9th of September, okay, but the 100 on the 20th of September, that would just be, if today's phenomenally impressive, I don't even know what adjective you would use for the September 20th. So the good news is that this just incredible heat should be coming, waning as we move through September, just due to the effect of sun angles declining on us.
Well, good news is no freezer frost in the forecast.
I guess we could say that's for sure. And Lord knows the crop's accelerating for better or worse here at this point with the heat at hand.
When we change from the really hot weather to more seasonable weather, does it come along with any rainfall?
Rain showers look really hard to buy here on Wednesday and Thursday as the front flips across the belt. The best rainfall prospects are going to be across Nebraska and the Central Plains, and then some showers into Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. Coverage in Illinois and Iowa, where we really need the rain here to at least stop the backwards motion of the crops, looks very low coverage of amounts over 3 tenths of an inch. It's hard to put even like 5-10% on it. So thereafter, the next rainfall opportunity across the Midwest starts late in the weekend and early next week when rain showers fire up on the top side of another ridge. So there you have chances in the northern half of the belt, northern half of Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, to get rain showers in the middle of next week, and that'll be the next rain opportunity.
As we close out our time together, maybe you can take me through the Chinese weather as that corn crop is coming to its harvest season, too.
It is, and in much better shape than how we're seeing our crop here. In a normal time of year, we're talking about frost or freeze. There's no frost or freeze risk in China. And for that matter, the European and Russian crop, as it comes to maturation, no signs of any frost or freeze. While it's the heat's on here, it's on to a lesser degree across other parts of the globe.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Josh Darr is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. And that wraps up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.